Blog Talk Radio.
Communicate with God like that because of his love. And because of his love is why we here. Even when you feel like giving up.
Yeah. giving honor. God, Heavenly Father, I'm moving to your spirit, control every corner. My life and all the drama, even through the pain, even through the problems, I'ma still praise your name. I got a little testimony, wanna tell you about it. Devil tried to break me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my breath is coming slow, flowing like a fountain. Your face stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Take it with you everywhere you go, to keep your soul clear. She rubs some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make him whole. Joy coming full force.
God, I love his word. I just think it's an awesome thing, man, to know that we're serving a mighty God, a God that's full of grace, full of mercy, full of strength, full of knowledge. I mean, he just so full of what we need, brothers and sisters. No reason 1 Thessalonians 5 said, the 16th verse said that, you know, we need to rejoice, man. Be thankful. When you think about how good God is, it makes you want to rejoice. He said, you'll rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. In other words, start thanking him for it. And then in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. And quench not the spirit, of course. Hallelujah. Just so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get ready to open this broadcast up for Thankful Thursday. Anyone would like to be thankful for the scriptures that you receive or one you've been reading, something you want to share? Well, we want you to be thankful today, and we're going to open up, we're going to ask Evangelist Renee, praise God. We should open us up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to have Thankful Thursday while everybody get ready for Thankful Thursday. Get your scripture. Sister Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Pastor Bale, Pastor Beasley.
Yes.
Thanking the Lord for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Just thanking him for all his many, many blessings.
Thank you.
He didn't have to wake us up, but he did, and it's because of his grace and mercy. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all
your many blessings. And we ask you, Lord, that you will forgive us for our sins and trespasses. Dear Lord, we pray for the broadcast that nothing negative comes in here trying to disrupt our spirit.
Yeah.
And we know, dear Lord, you are in control. So that's something we do not worry about. You are the pilot, dear Lord, and we are the co-pilot. And we're going to lead by your spirit, Lord, whatever you say, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings. We ask that you will bless the sick and the shut-in, the bereaved families. Ask that you will touch every home that's represented on this line, all the homes that wanted to be on but couldn't. Ask that you bless your people, Lord. You know they want, you know they need. Your scriptures say, Psalms 23, he will provide all our needs. He didn't say he'd provide our wants, but he will provide our needs, and we thank him. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
To thank for Thursday, I'd like to thank the Lord for blessing me to wake up and see another day. It wasn't because I've been so good, because of his grace and his mercy.
Yes.
And I just thank him. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In
Hallelujah.
Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mhm. Yeah. Mhm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanking and praising God also, and standing in agreement with that prayer. And thank you, Evangelist, for that beautiful prayer. Thank you, Pastor, for those selections. And amen. I'm thankful for another day. Praise God. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 28. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. If you don't mind, I'd like to read that also out of the Message Bible. That's Romans 8, 26 through 28. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does all our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, know our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. Amen. Well, I'd just like to thank God for his word, knowing that all things are working together for our good. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I like to, I thank God for Evangelist Renee and that beautiful prayer. Y'all, excuse me. When you're working at the desk, you can get awful sleepy. Boy, I tell you, I don't like working on no desk. But anyway, that's another story for another time. I thank Evangelist Renee for that beautiful prayer. And also,
amen.
I thank her for those, and those, encouraging words. And I also thank Pastor. We're going to hear back from her in a minute. Trust me, y'all will hear back from her. But the Lord had put something in my spirit, and that's one reason I asked Evangelist Renee to pray, because, see, everybody don't know how to truly be thankful. But when God did something for you, you have to be thankful. When you realize that he's mighty in strength, you have to be thankful. No, he's bigger than you and bigger than your agenda. You have to be thankful. When you realize it wasn't you that really woke yourself up this morning, you have be thankful. You know, when you come to the place of your life and you realize, you know what, Lord, I wouldn't have gotten up this morning if it hadn't been for you. You just have to be thankful. when you look back and you look over where you came from, and I'm talking about being in some valleys and being on some mountains, and when you think about this stuff, you have to be thankful. Hallelujah. One of the things that, and I don't know why the Lord does this to me, and I appreciate it. Anytime I just get down or whatever, God flashes Evangelist Renee across my face.
All
he
right
flashes
now.
Her. And I get thousands and thousands of ideas when he flashes her. This woman went through all that. You don't hear her complaining.
All right now.
Everything she's been through and going through, you don't hear her complaining. She's thankful. So
yeah.
I just feel like anybody complaining, you wasting your time. All you got to do is look around. One time I heard this preacher say he was complaining about he didn't have no shoes because he wanted to wear these special shoes and he didn't have none. And then the Lord let him see a man that didn't have no feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand that sometimes be thankful for whatever you have. Be grateful
Amen.
For whatever's going on. And then I read something over in Hebrews 13:5-6. And it just blessed me. I hope it blessed you like it blessed me. Because see, when you know you're in covenant with God, you learn a few lessons. And one of the lessons is, from this scripture, is God said to me, I got you. So I had to hear that through the Spirit. The Spirit said, I got you. I'm the Father.
Yeah.
So part of what I have to do is teach people to depend on this. Depend on God for everything. Not just
Amen.
For what you can do, but depend on him for everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want in my life. I want to be able to hear his voice and know his voice and keep them from hurt, harm, and danger because I know he got me. When you've been led by the Holy Spirit, the Lord give place within your spirit to be strong. And I'm going to be honest with you. He'll change your desire. My desire is to let him do it. Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed. Help me. Do your thing. See? But I want to read that so I can get to it. As pastor to read it. Hebrews 13:5-6. I'll read it out of the King James. You can read it out of Messenger for me. Say, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah, amen. From the Message Bible, don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed with what you have, since God assures us, I'll never let you down, never walk off and leave you. We can boldly quote, God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless no matter what, who or what can get to me. Amen.
That is powerful. You let your spirit hear that. That's powerful, brothers and sisters. That assurance you need. You need that assurance. To know that no reason, he said over there in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, I want you to also believe in me.
Yes.
And I like what he said on down there in, what's that, 13 and 14, where he talks about Well, you know what? We might well read it, because I hate to just put it out there and you not know where it's at. But in the Gospel of St. John, 14, chapter 13 and 14 verse, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If that's not assurance, you won't get it.
Amen, amen. So true. Amen. And from the Message Bible, 13 and 14, what I've done, okay, wait a minute, let me make sure I'm in the right chapter. Nope, I was not. Forgive me. Okay, here we go. You can count on it from now on. Whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Now, what you have to understand about this scripture is, this is God's will. Did you
hear
that? This is his will to do anything you ask.
Hallelujah.
The Father says, hey, this is my will. If you do it in my name, that's what Jesus said, if you do it in my name, so the Father can be glorified, he said, I'll do it.
Does
that mean anything? That's some assurance, brothers and sisters. I see,
yes,
when
is.
I see that scripture, I see healing. I see healing in that.
Hallelujah.
I see deliverance in that.
Come on now.
That scripture is big. We ought to be thankful for that scripture. Anything on the table. Ain't nothing off limit there, Pastor.
Amen. Say that, Pastor. Say
that. You got some folks that bothering you, use that scripture right there.
Amen. Thank you.
You got some children that won't behave, use that scripture right there.
All right. All right.
You got some folks that you want their lives to change, use that scripture right there.
All right. Come
to anything. See, nothing is off the table here. Anything. So that the Father can be glorified. And don't do it for your glory, but do it that the Father may be glorified. Preach, I'm trying
Amen.
To see, I want y'all to hear this.
This
ain't perverse. You ought to be thankful.
Yeah.
We got a scripture that will allow us to talk to God, and he will. This ain't no joke. He will.
Amen.
Listen, brother, you're talking about assurance. You have assurance here. So when he said, well, first of all, in John 14, he don't want you worried. He said, then that y'all be trouble. Don't want you to worry about this stuff. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about where you're going to sleep. Don't worry about food. Don't worry about these folks not acting right. Don't worry about the coronavirus. Don't worry about don't let your heart be troubled about anything.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
There's a couple people talking about the gas price. Hey, what you gonna do? You gonna change it. You at the pump, you either pump some gas or get out the way. Plain and simple.
Amen. Amen.
I know that's kind of cold blooded, but hey. Sir, if you're not going to pump gas, can you move out the way? Y'all can have y'all conversation later. It is what it is. You get the gas move on. You can talk about it later, but it is what it is. But I'm not worried because I'm paying another 15 cents on the gallon. Because, see, I know the source that made the source.
Ooh,
that he got me. He got me. I ain't even worried.
Yeah.
They can go to $10 a gallon. I'm not even worried. He got me.
That's
he
right.
Got me.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I ask. I do it in
yeah.
his name. That he said, if you do it, and he said, I'll ask the Father that
mm-hmm.
the Son may be glorified also.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, if you ask
mm-hmm.
anything in my name, I'll do it. Well, I'm just crazy enough to believe all the Word of God. I don't pick out my part that I believe. I believe all of it.
That's right. That's right.
I believe and can't believe. I believe every drop of it, every bit of it. When you
yeah.
just like yourself, God,
mm.
He wants that. According to Michael 7:18, God wants us to delight ourselves in Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what you want, brothers and sisters. When you I just think people really need to get the right ideal about God. They miss it. Well, Pastor
yeah.
was talking about Romans 8. If she went on to 32, you'll see in
okay.
view of God's greatness, His great love,
mm-hmm.
what He may confidentially expect. He that
yeah.
spared not His own Son, but delivered
mm-hmm.
Him up for all of us.
Yes.
How
yes,
shall he, the Bible says, not with also freely give us all things? Man, you have
mm-hmm.
some assurance here.
Yeah.
He took his
thanks
own son and put him up down the cross for you. If that's
mm-hmm.
not assurance, what's, come on now. Come on, somebody. Yeah.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
What makes you think you're asking for his Holy Spirit? He'll give it to you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you start
yeah.
loving the Son, like God loved the Son, and the Son loved the Father,
mm.
you know, this is an awesome fellowship, brothers and sisters, if you can believe that, between the Father
yeah.
and the Son and the Father, and just say between us and the Father, us and the Son. In view of
mm-hmm.
God's great love to us, we ought to do this one thing. The Bible said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also love one another. That's what the scriptures say. If you just show your love towards somebody else so they can see God, so they can see the scripture being fulfilled in your life, I continue to ask the question, what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us? What
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff is this?
Mm.
It's deep, brothers and sisters.
Yes, it is.
When I tell you this thing will make you love your enemy, that's what He bestowed upon you. You can stop trying to figure all this stuff out now. I just decided that it's love. That's me now. I've decided that God put that love thing on you, and you'll find yourself all out of control. You can't even hate
mm-hmm.
people.
That's
you
right.
can't even dislike folks. I don't care what they did to you. You be trying
that's
to
right.
dislike them. That's that old love. It ain't gonna work. That new
mm-hmm.
thing kicks in. That new thing kicks in, and you find yourself the very folks that had towed you down and dogged you out and throwed you under the bus. You find yourself
mm-hmm.
going over there, getting them, feeding them, clothing them. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. Amen.
But you have that assurance. If you love God, you have that assurance.
Thank
and if you have it, the Father's going to keep you. Believe me, He's going to keep you from all hurt, harm, and danger. Even
mm-hmm.
from the tricks of the enemy, if you want to be
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Amen.
And
amen.
I'm the first to tell you, it's easy to get out of God's will. It's easy to
mm-hmm.
do your own thing and say, well, you know what? But you want to stay in God's will, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And so whatever's going on, just give him thanks. That's what you're working with. With giving him thanks, whatever going on, you cool with.
Mm-hmm.
You giving him thanks. You thanking him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm.
What more won't he do for you? Well, if nothing else, brothers and sisters, we're going to see you all on tomorrow.